Ryan, welcome to the Airways of Highland Radio, and it's safe to say Tyrone GAA in a good place at the moment.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. I think I've never got such a nice welcome into Donegal, but no, thank you. Thanks very much. But no, look, it's in a good place. It's in a good place with the minors and under-20s winning and the seniors in the semi-final and the ladies in an intermediate semi-final as well. So look, it's in a good place, and as I said, with the club football up and going as well, it's a bit of a buzz with football. So it's usually always mad, but it's going to get a wee bit madder, I'd say over the next week or so.
We're going to speak about Tyrone Club Football in just a moment. Talk to me about that man, Malachy O'Rourke. Tyrone in an All-Ireland semi-final against Kerry next weekend. At the start of the year, did you think that Tyrone would be in the last four, or what was your opinion before the championship commenced?
Look, I think everyone Tyrone was in the same opinion. We just didn't know where the team was at, and just had an up and down league, and they got relegated. But it's safe to say, I think it was the same with about seven or eight other counties. There was no real stand up or stand out team at the minute. Maybe the only teams that we thought was maybe ahead of the pack was maybe Armagh, Kerry, and Galway, and two of them are out. So it's left us with a. With probably Meath have kind of been the surprise package, but Meath are probably always a team that they've a good manager in, but they're always a team that probably failed to deliver on the potential. And Donegal, everyone knew with Jim and what they were going to bring. But no, look, I think Tyrone supporters are pleasantly surprised. I know they've been ups and downs, but no, they're pleasantly surprised. And probably from being from Tyrone, I think always expect to be in and around the last four anyway, see if any competition.
Yeah. Ryan, in terms of the new rules and the current championship structure, talk to me about the new rules. Would Ryan McMenamin like to be playing in the new rules back in the day?
I think you would have. You know, I think it would be nice to play, and probably when I was lucky enough to play. I played right up in the 10s. I played right up until maybe in club football, right up until 1920, even up to 2020 or 2018, you know. So I definitely mind the games back in the mid-90s. They were a lot more open, and I enjoyed them there, and I always enjoyed the football. But now, look, the players seem to be loving it. The one thing about it is you do have to be a lot fitter to play it, even at club football. You're seeing that there now, that probably even chatting any club managers or whatever, like the level of fitness now that the lads have to play the game if you want to play the game. It's unreal. But no, it's like, they're hugely enjoyable to play, they're hugely enjoyable to coach, and I think the players are coming and supporters are coming back out, and they're enjoying football as well, which is great to see.
You did mention your welcome to Donegal. I'm sure you have great memories of playing in Sean McCool Park in Ballybofey. We're going to touch on your own playing career now, Ryan, and you did play in Donegal against Donegal in the Ulster Championship, and I suppose you played a lot before 2011, but one memory sticks out to me was that 2011 Ulster semi-final. Jim McGuinness was managing Donegal seniors for the first time. Younes were seasoned campaigners. You had, I think it was, three All-Irelands in your back pocket by that stage. Was it a certain young Patrick McBurdy you were mark in that particular day?
I tell you, that day I was near the tail end of my career. I didn't get near Patrick. They'd put me in as a sweeper that day, and I mean, I think Patrick, every time I meet him now, I was trying to get under his skin, but he laughs about it. Anytime I meet Patrick, he always kind of brings it up. And I know a young Michael Murphy that day was giving me a lot of grief. I think I got taken off that day, and Michael Murphy was waving me goodbye right now. I do mind that, and I think I always smile about that now. So whenever I come, but no, it is, look, I think at that stage we knew and thrown that Donegal were coming, and that they were going to be a force, and we probably in the back of our heads knew that we probably had to stop them, and we probably knew that we were probably on the twilight of our careers now, and thrown, probably you don't like to do it, and probably looking back and it has proved right, you know. So it was one of them, look, it was probably maybe it was a changing of the guard maybe for maybe two or three years, and then Tyrone came back then in the 15-16 as well. So look, it is what it is, and it's probably from 2011 probably kind of sparked a rivalry between the two counties that's carried on, and it's been good, and it's been very good for both counties, because it always keeps both counties on its toes and keeps both counties thriving.
And who knows, we may have another championship encounter at 3 weeks from today. Who knows? Talking about your own playing career, one All-Ireland final sticks out in my memory, Ryan. That is obviously the 2003 All-Ulster decider, Tyrone against Armagh. That was your first All-Ireland final. Can you take me back to a week before the game and the days and lead up to the big encounter? You know, all the buzz and the pressure that comes with it, tickets and whatnot. What was going through your head, and was it a confident Ryan McMenamin at his own idea?
Yeah, look, it was, in fairness, the time I was working in Belfast, and I was probably cocooned away from a lot of it, which is great. Now, where I was working, it wasn't a strong hold of GAA, so I was working up in Stormont, so it was nice to be away. And I think probably everything else, tickets and everything else, in fairness, Tyrone had everything all sorted. As soon as we were in the semi final, we had a six-week block to get everything sorted, and we had a club championship in the middle of it to play. And I think at that stage Mickey had everything all sorted, that we had the tickets and all, everything was sorted by 2 weeks before the final, so we had nothing to worry about. And I think we just played around, we met on the Thursday before the game, played around the golf and trained Friday night, and we were down the road for the Saturday. And I think that's my forbidden memory, but it was just very relaxed, because I didn't come out of Belfast the Wednesday night. I trained Tuesday, and Tyrone went back up the road and stayed out of it. And probably I missed a lot of it, and I missed a lot of the buzz going around that day. And one way, probably at the time, I felt it was the best thing for me to do, or just stay up, or see, carry on working as long as possible. So.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. In terms of your growing up as a young fella, you certainly have the reputation as a no-nonsense defender, and the credit to you that I would give was you were usually targeted with the best player on the opposition team. Who was your childhood hero growing up? Was it a corner forward or was it a corner back?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. It's hard to know. It's hard if you had anyone probably in the road. Always had a soft spot, you had to say, probably for John Lynch. So always mean John Lynch fighting, and... I think 86 in the Aussie Rules in Healy Park, you know, when I was a cub. I think there was, well, when they played, it was around 86 or mid-80s, and I mean, John Lynch getting, he was chasing after two or three Australians that were twice the size of him, you know, so I took a fondness to the Tarmahan, so I'd always go there. But no, look, I think you at the time a lot in your own club, Tommy Fittis would have been a great forward for Drumore, and John McGoldrick would have been in 89, would have played for Throne, would have been half back, and I think he was Ulster Player of the Year. So look, you didn't have one standout player that was your hero. Like, you definitely looked up to the men in the club, definitely looked up to them, and you always, and then in Throne, whenever you've seen players like John Lynch, always said it was the blonde hair, Plunkett Donoghue, the blonde hair, you always followed them, you know, and you had Eugene McKenna as well. So look, you always had your heroes. I didn't have really one, right? But I said always looked up to the players that are, you just always definitely looked up to your club players and club boys going, and you ended up playing with a lot of them then too.
You mentioned club football. I don't think, all man, there's something special about going to Tyrone club championship games. You know, Friday nights, usually have two games in Healy Park on a Friday night. What's your opinion on the club structure in Tyrone? Because most other counties have gone out to a group format, but Tyrone have stayed with the original structure, the knockout stages from the word go.
Yeah, look, it's no, like it's Tyrone, even with the league, it's one of probably the last counties in Ireland where the league's not decoupled from the championship. So if you relegate it in the league, you relegate it in the championship. You have to win the championship. I know probably a few ones complain maybe that it's been dragged on or whatever, and maybe it didn't start too late. But you're looking at a club league, and it's there'll be big numbers at the league. You know, we've been matching Friday night there, and it'd be packed. And then, but then I don't think we'd get half the crowds that would come to a game, and the players know themselves that when it's a Friday night and you're playing in Healy Park, it's a fantastic atmosphere, and it's fantastic. Just the boys is always, you're always up for it. And look, when I took my own club for 3 years, and we got beaten a semi-final by a point. I think Derek Hanavan kicked the last minute winner, and Paul Donoghue kicked the last minute winner in the quarter final 2 years ago, and then Lurkin McGarty kicked the last minute winner last year that knocked me out in the first round. That's just that, you just get on with it, and I think it'll never change in Throne, because I think that's just the way we like the football. We like we like it competitive and we like it going. And look, a personal knockout football, look, while it may be harsh, I think it serves a good... It's great building for anybody that wants to play county football.
But yeah, we can't forget
you have to be at the level all the time.
A Tyrone team as well, a Tyrone club team, got to the All-Ireland club final last year. Does that say something about the format in Tyrone as well?
It does, it does. Look, and maybe look, they went on a great run, Errigal, and ended it fantastic with them. And look, it is, and it's tough, and that's why it's tough to do back-to-back and throw them. That you, if you have an off day, or whatever, and you've credit at the minute to probably the two teams that have probably been consistently in the final is Errigal Cairn, and that pains me to say my neighbour and club Trillick, Marty Donnelly. They've been close enough a couple of times to do back to backs, and they just haven't got over the line. And it always throws up in the club championship. I think Trillick played Dungannon. Dungannon's top of the league at the minute, and Trillick will be one of the top two teams. And I think that's the way it is, and it's just one of them things. Like I think the players wouldn't want it any other way. Maybe the management, maybe if you get beat by a point or two, you kind of go, you kind of wish, but then you get over it after a day or two, and you brush yourself down and say, look, it's championship football, and championships meant to be knockout. And I know the group stages is good, and there's different ones out there, and there's different formats, but in Tyrone, I think that's just probably an Irish psyche, maybe. So.
Yeah, Ryan, it'd be remiss of me talking to a Tyrone, former Tyrone inter-county footballer, without mentioning the man, Mickey Hart, your manager. Is there traits from Mickey, is there things from Mickey that you took into your managerial career, and I'm sure you owe a lot of gratitude to Mickey Hart?
Oh, I do. I probably wish I could be as good as manager as Mickey Hart, as much as Mickey Hart, because it doesn't seem to be happening for me at the minute, but that's just the look of it. No, look, it's great to see Mickey. The one thing that you would have took from Mickey would have been just as he always says, you always have to adapt, and he says you always have to change with the times. And I think it's a testament to the man. He's down and off. He's got awfully promoted. He did wonders with Louth, him and Horse. And he did wonders with Tyrone as well over a period as well. And look, wherever he goes, even with the club themes, he always brings success. And probably one of what Mickey's greatest trait would be, it's just his absolutely drive to win every game, and competitive nature and everything. Even if friendlies, in-house games, if he was in one team, whatever, they had to win. And usually if there wasn't, there was a handling maybe at the end, he would have a team talk with the team that he had if they didn't beat Tony's team. So that's where it's at with Mickey, and he's an absolute brave. But no, one of the things you take from Mickey, he's always striving that you had to change with the times, like. So.
Yeah. Ryan, I'm going to end this interview now with a few tough, quick-firing questions, and we're going to start off with this one. Ryan McMenamin's toughest opponent?
Oh,
Stevie McDonald. Tyrone
or Peter Canavan? Or Peter.
Peter Canavan, club level, and Stevie McDonald, look at level. What about that? Tyrone or Kerry next weekend?
Tyrone.
Donegal or Meath?
Donegal.
Is Sam going to be going to the Red Hand County, or is Sam going to be going to the Hills?
Red Hand.